There was a boy riding on his bike around and around outside an inner city church. The priest saw him and invited him to come in and take a look. The boy said, "But they'll steal my bike." The priest explained that the Holy Spirit would take care of it, so they went inside. The priest showed the boy how to make the sign of the cross, and he asked him to repeat it. The boy prayed, "In the name of the Father and the Son, Amen." The priest asked, "What about the Holy Spirit?" The boy said, "He's outside taking care of my bike." Okay, so much for that. You know, in our second reading today, St. Paul talks a lot about the body and the spirit. And it made me kind of reflect a little bit. So this week I've had some body thoughts, and I've had some spirit thoughts, and I'd like to talk about each of those, and then we'll see how Pentecost is our yearly reminder of the power that we have through the Holy Spirit. So let's talk about body thoughts. I was thinking about bodies. I was remembering back not long back when my brother-in-law had some heart problems. He went to the emergency room and they determined that he had a blockage in his heart. He needed a stent. So he went in for surgery and he was out of the hospital the next day. And I saw him shortly after that and I said, "How are you doing?" He said, "I am great. I feel better than I've felt in a long time." I had to ask myself, what about my heart? Do I ever think about my heart? It's there beating 50 to 70 beats per minute every day. And if I stopped to think about each beat, I probably wouldn't get much else done, would I? But praise God, my heart is there beating away in the background, pumping blood through my body and moving nourishment and oxygen to my cells to keep them healthy, carrying away waste and preventing breakdown and disease. And I go about my day without ever thinking about it. It's keeping me going, though I pay no attention to it. It's always right there in the background, thumping away. I thought about the Spirit a little bit this week, too. And today we celebrate Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit on the apostles and on us. And it occurred to me that the Holy Spirit, like my heart, spends a lot of time in the background. God the Father gets a lot of attention, you know. "Our Father who art in heaven," I pray that all the time. And certainly Jesus claims a lot of our attention because he is like us. It's so easy to relate to Jesus. But the Holy Spirit is not always so obvious. We hear about the Spirit in a few Bible stories, and that's it. But without the Holy Spirit, Jesus would not have come to us. We're going to pray in just a few minutes in the Creed through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus took flesh and became one of us. Without the Holy Spirit, the church would not have been formed. And without the Holy Spirit, we would be as lifeless as those without a beating heart. Just as it's a good time to think about my heart from time to time, am I eating the right things to support the work of my heart? Am I exercising enough to keep it healthy? So it's good to think about the Holy Spirit in our lives as the Holy Spirit works within us. That's why the church gives us this yearly reminder. It's the Holy Spirit that provides us with nourishment, with understanding of God's way and God's will. Each one heard them speaking in his own language, we heard in the gospel today. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us God's oxygen, grace, that helps us live lives of holiness. To each person, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. St. Paul says. It's the Holy Spirit who takes away the waste in our lives. Jesus reminds us, whose sins you forgive are forgiven. So Pentecost then is kind of a time for an annual checkup, just like I go to the doctor once a year for my checkup. So it's time for us to think about the Holy Spirit who's working in the background of all our lives. We can ask God, am I taking in the right things to support the work of the Holy Spirit in my life? Do I read and watch things that keep me connected to God? Am I exercising enough to support the work of the Holy Spirit in my life? Do I pray regularly and often to strengthen my relationship with God? Am I taking advantage of the opportunities to experience forgiveness of sin through this sacrament of the Eucharist, which is for those ordinary sins in our lives, and for the sacrament of reconciliation, which helps us when we have fallen into deadly sin? In 1 Peter chapter 5, we read, true, all wrongdoing is sin, but not all sin is deadly. So as a rule, we don't consciously think about our hearts beating away in our chests. They work away in the background. And oftentimes we don't think about the Holy Spirit who is at work in us daily. Pentecost is our opportunity for a little spiritual health checkup. You know, these last weeks, I don't know why I have been so distracted, but there's been kind of a lot going on in my life, and I've been running from one thing to the next. And at the end of the day, I would feel like really tired, sometimes even in the middle of the day when I usually have energy. I'd feel out of sorts. I'd feel depleted. And then it suddenly dawned on me one evening, I had not been drinking enough water. I'd gone the whole day without hardly taking a drink of water. I got a big glass that evening and I gulped that water down and I felt better instantly. And then I was up all night going to the bathroom, but that's the thing about my age, right? Paul in 1 Corinthians says, we were all given to drink of the one Spirit. May we drink deeply and regularly of the Spirit of God, which gives us life, the Spirit that nourishes us, the Spirit that moves the waste of sin out of our lives. The Holy Spirit is there for us always, working away in the background, even though we might not be totally attentive. Like our hearts, the Holy Spirit beats within us. May we respond to its call.